RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, headline news, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. Well, listener, that was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly Speaker says Idul Fitri is a moment to increase unity. All political party chiefs to meet to solve presidential threshold deadlock. Now the news in detail. Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly Speaker Zulkifli Hasan said that the Idul Fitri could be a moment to increase society's unity. Therefore, Zulkifli Hasan in Jakarta Sunday had invited the people to take advantage of Idul Fitri to strengthen silaturahmi, so the values of mutual respect and appreciation reappear in everyday life, which ultimately strengthens society unity. According to him, the silaturahmi is the noble values of Indonesia that must be maintained. Nowadays, people have to leave behind each other's attitude that have peaked at the last election of Jakarta Regional Headquarters and pray for national unity in the country. A lawmaker said a high-level meeting between all political party chiefs was underway to solve the deadlock. Discussion over the prerequisites allowing parties to nominate presidential candidates for the 2019 election, what is popularly known as the presidential threshold. Gerindra Party lawmaker Ahmad Riza Patria, who is also a deputy chairman of the special committee tasked to deliberate over a bill to regulate the upcoming presidential election, said that the meeting is expected to give birth to a consensus ahead of House plenary meeting to vote on a final decision on July 20th. Riza said during a meeting held to observe the first day of Idul Fitri on Sunday that the committee held many meetings to talk about the matter. However, he said the previous meetings had only managed to unite those leaders who agreed on a zero threshold, meaning any party would be able to nominate a candidate. A number of business people from the Netherlands expressed their desire to invest in the province of East Nusa Tenggara. A spokesman for the Dutch consortium team, Latif Gao, via email recently said, "The Netherlands business people are interested in some of the potentials of East Nusa Tenggara, such as agriculture, livestock, irrigation, and textiles in the form of batik motifs of East Nusa Tenggara developed in Research Batik Nusa Tenggara Timur in Leiden, Netherlands." Latif Gao said he has requested the provincial government of Leiden through the Governor of East Nusa Tenggara, Frans Lebulaya, to prepare the potential for investment that can be developed in the region. Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Ignatius Yonan has ensured electricity and fuel supply in Bali during Idul Fitri. Earlier, Yonan has predicted electricity use of 900 kilowatt in Bali. The installed capacity is 1,300 megawatt. He said recently in Jakarta, there is around 40% left. He foresees similar electricity consumption during 8 holidays in Bali compared to normal days. He said even if it drops, it will only reach 5% at most. In contrast, Java will see 20 to 30% decrease in electricity use. On the other hand, demand for fuel in Bali during 8 holidays is expected to increase. Indonesian state-owned oil company Pertamina Processing Director Toharso recently said in Jakarta that fuel consumption in Bali hit the highest figure on June 23rd at more than 3,000 kiloliters per day. He said the figure increased 22% higher than normal. Toharso predicts that the highest consumption will take place when people travel back from their homes on July 3rd and 4th at 3,076 kiloliter. The figure will be 24% higher than normal. Pertamina will monitor stocks in depots to ensure supply to fuel stations. He said fuel and LNG supply is enough for 23 days during this year's Eid holiday season. Hundreds of people are seen in cemeteries soon after they finish the Idul Fitri prayer on Sunday. At the Arya Putra Cemetery in Pamulang South, Tangerang, people are walking in groups to visit their families' graves, creating traffic on nearby roads. Reza, one of cemetery visitors, said on Sunday it is a tradition. He comes every year on 8th day and before the Ramadan starts. This tradition brings fortune to flower shops, food peddlers, and unofficial parking men. Indonesian Muslims have long had the tradition of visiting the graves of their loved ones before and during the Eid as a form of showing respect to the people who have passed away. They usually scatter flower petals and pour flower-infused water on the graves and say prayers for the dead. Algerian Hassin Hanafi was very happy after performing the Idul Fitri prayer at the tennis field of the Kerobokan Penitentiary in Bali on Sunday morning. Soon afterwards, he would enjoy freedom and return to his home country after being incarcerated for almost 11 months for credit card fraud. It was stated by Kerobokan Prison Warden Tony Nainggolan. Hanifi was sentenced to 11 months imprisonment after he was proven guilty of stealing a credit card in a bar in Kuta, Bali in August last year. He used the card to pay a bill at another nightclub in Kuta, which cost more than 2 million rupiah or $150. The 47-year-old was charged under Article 363 of the Criminal Code. Tony said Idul Fitri sentence remissions are given to Muslim inmates who have displayed good behavior. For inmates of other religions, remissions are also given during their respective holidays, such as Christmas for Christians, Waisak for Buddhists, and Nyepi for Hindus. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesian People Consultative Assembly Speaker says Idul Fitri is a moment to increase unity. All political party chiefs to meet to solve presidential threshold deadlock. That was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well,
How about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia. Listener, here is commentary entitled Eid al-Fitr, Strengthening the Ties of the Nation. Muslims in Indonesia and around the world welcome Eid al-Fitr Day, which fell on the 1st of Syawal, 1438 Hijriah, or the June 25th, 2017, with great joy. The day is the culmination of the one whole month fasting, which was practiced by the Muslims during the month. Among the Muslims, Eid is interpreted as a return to the nature or return to the holiness. The word Eid means back, and Fitri means fitra or holy. The whole point is that after Muslims performing fasting for about 1 month in Ramadan, on Eid al-Fitr feast, they seem to return to the purity or the nature that is compared with the newborns. It is a tradition of the Muslims, who are the majority of Indonesia, to celebrate Eid al-Fitr by gathering with family and relatives in the hometown. Eid is a special moment because on that day, the Muslims apologize each other and re-establish the ropes of relationships that had been cut off due to their businesses. Eid al-Fitr festivity should have a positive meaning, namely building relationships among fellow beings. It is not only in the form of formal meetings like halal bihalal or gathering, but also by visiting relatives or friends' houses, apologizing and forgiving each other, also chatting with them to strengthen the brotherhood and friendship. Currently, the apology and hospitality are even easier and beyond the boundaries of space and time, because it can be done through the social media, such as Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp, and many more. In the Eid prayer, the sermon at the Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta, Quraish Shihab said that Indonesia's land that stretches from Sabang to Merauke must be built and prospered and should maintain its unity. The unity, according to Quraish Shihab, has three meanings. First, the unity of all beings, because in spite of the difference, all are created and under the control of the God. Second, all human beings are made from soil. Then, all people must respect their fellow human beings, both the living and the dead, even though they are ungodly. And the third one, according to Quraish Shihab, is the unity of the nation, despite the difference of religions, tribes, beliefs, and political views. Hopefully, the Eid al-Fitr is not only a moment for joy, but also a means to strengthen the ties of friendship and unity, not only for the Muslims who are celebrating it, but also for all Indonesian people. Listener, that was commentary today.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, here is the day in history. We begin from an event on June 26, 1945. The United Nations Charter was signed. The United Nations Charter is the Constitution of the United Nations, signed in San Francisco on June 26, 1945, by the 50 original members of the United Nations. This charter came into force on October 24, 1945, after being ratified by the five founding members, namely the Republic of China, France, Soviet Union, United Kingdom, and United States of America. This charter is a constituent treaty, and all signatories are bound by its content. In addition, the charter also explicitly states that the Charter of the United Nations has the power over the entire other agreements. It was ratified by the United States on August 8, 1945, and became the first country to join the United Nations. The next event was in 1976, when Canada's National Tower was officially opened. The Canada National Tower is a 553.3-meter high concrete communications and observation tower located downtown Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Built on the former railway lines, it was completed in 1976, becoming the world's tallest freestanding structure and the world's tallest tower at that time. The name itself, CN, short for Canada's National Tower, originally referred to Canadian National, the railway company that built the tower. Following the railway's decision to divert the non-core railway assets prior to the company's privatization in 1995, it transferred the tower to the Canada Lands Company, a federal crown corporation responsible for the real estate development. Since the name of CN Tower became common in daily usage, the abbreviation was eventually expanded to Canadian National Tower, or Canada's National Tower. However, neither of these names is commonly used. And the last event was in 2000. Pramudya Anantatur received the main award at the 11th Fukuoka Asian Cultural Awards. Pramudya Anantatur is a writer who is considered the most important in Indonesian literature in the 20th century. His work has been translated into 37 languages and several times. He was nominated for the Literary Nobel Laureate on June 26, 2000. He received the Grand Prize at the Fukuoka Asian Cultural Award. This award is a prize awarded for outstanding achievement in the field of creation and preservation of Asian culture. It has been given since 1990 by the city of Fukuoka, Japan. Pramudya received the award because he is considered instrumental in introducing Asian culture to the world. And listener, that was the day in history.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today, it's on Indonesia, the Philippines, and Malaysia agree on efforts to tackle terrorism. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, during a trilateral meeting with Philippine Foreign Minister Alan Peter Shram Cayetano and Malaysian Foreign Minister Dato Sri Anifah Aman in Manila on June the 22nd, confirmed that security issues in the sub-regions are shared responsibility. The Indonesian-initiated meeting aims to address the current post-terrorist attacks in Marawi, Philippines, and to conclude collective efforts of the three countries in tackling terrorism in the region. During the meeting, the foreign ministers were accompanied by the commander of the armed forces, the police chief, and the head of the terrorism counter-agency of each country. The Indonesian delegation consists of commander of Indonesian military Gatot Nurmantio, police chief Tito Karnavian, and head of National Counterterrorism Agency Suhardi Alius. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi stressed that the problems facing the Philippines are also the common problem of the three countries. Therefore, handling must be done together. Retno Marsudi also assesses the importance of resolving the root causes of terrorism by promoting socio-economic development in the border areas of the three countries. This trilateral meeting was initiated as a form of solidarity with the problems facing the Philippines. Indonesia said the issue of terrorism is an extraordinary situation that must be handled in ways that are also extraordinary. The Indonesian military commander Gatot Nurmantio, in a statement after the meeting, said a joint operation in Indonesia, Philippines, and Malaysia Marine Patrols was signed in Tarakan, North Kalimantan, Indonesia on June the 19th. This could create a strong foundation for a joint effort to counter terrorism in the border areas of the three countries. Meanwhile, National Police Chief Tito Karnavian said that the phenomenon of terrorist attacks in Marawi, Philippines, is not only a local but also a regional and global phenomenon even. Therefore, effective operational cooperation between the three states is required to deal with it. The trilateral meeting produced a joint statement of the three foreign ministers. In the joint statement, they expressed joint concern about the recent incident of terrorism and violent extremism in the Philippines. The three ministers reaffirmed a joint commitment to deal with terrorism and other transnational crimes that could threaten regional stability and to draw up a joint action plan to address the issue. The meeting agreed to Indonesia hosting the next meeting in October this year. The second meeting is expected to result in a joint action plan. The three countries are also of the opinion that some forms of cooperation can be done in the near future. Well, that was Focus from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Here is news in brief. Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly Speaker Zulkifli Hasan said that the Idul Fitri could be a moment to increase society's unity. A lawmaker said a high-level meeting between all political party chiefs was underway to solve the deadlock discussion over the prerequisites allowing parties to nominate presidential candidates for the 2019 election, what is popularly known as the presidential threshold. A number of business people from the Netherlands expressed their desire to invest in the province of East Nusa Tenggara. Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Ignatius Yonan has ensured electricity and fuel supply in Bali during Idul Fitri holidays. Hundreds of people are seen in cemeteries soon after they finish the Idul Fitri prayer on Sunday. Algerian Hassin Hanifi was very happy after performing the Idul Fitri prayer at the tennis field of the Kerobokan Penitentiary in Bali on Sunday morning. Soon afterwards, he would enjoy freedom and return to his home country after being incarcerated for almost 11 months for credit card fraud. That was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on the frequencies of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line through Voice of Indonesia PO Box 1157 Jakarta, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Dutungan Islands in South Sulawesi Province. Stay tuned. Listener, South Sulawesi has not only Losari Beach as their destination tour, but also various beautiful natural tourism destinations. Besides, there are historical tour destinations which are already known worldwide, such as Tanah Toraja and Polewali Mamasa. South Sulawesi has also some tourism objects in Baru Regency, which has a distance around 70 kilometers to the north of Makassar City, the capital city of South Sulawesi. One of tourism destinations is Dutungan Island. Listener, Dutungan Islands is located at Palanro Village, Malu Satesi Sub-District, Baru Regency, South Sulawesi. Going to the islands from Makassar can be accessed from 3.5 hours with a distance around 132 kilometers. The trip to Baru from Makassar can use land transportation. Then, from Ujung Indah Dock, Baru City, the trip is continued by using boat around 10 until 15 minutes to Dutungan Island. The boats on this island only operate starting from 6 a.m. until 5 p.m. To cross the island, visitors will be charged around 40,000 rupiah per person. The Senarjutungan Island is high hill with 9 hectares wide, which is surrounded by white sand with blue and clear sea scenery. Lowland is garden and wheat grass area, while highland is forest area, which is quite large and becomes habitat of various kinds of birds. Meanwhile, which area of the island is divided into two areas, namely white sand area and mangrove forest area. Among mangrove forests, there is a cave. According to local people, this place is storage of weapons when revolution war. Listener, for visitors who want to enjoy the beauty of undersea on Dutungan Island, there is rental place of snorkeling equipment with a fee of 5,000 rupiah and can be used a full day. Besides, if visitors have fishing as a hobby, they can catch fish surrounding the islands, but they must bring their own fishing equipment. This island has also many restaurants which sell food and beverage and also lodging to stay a night. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you to Indonesian vocabularies and conversation. Today's topic is Menyambut Hari Raya Idul Fitri, or in English means Welcoming Idul Fitri Holiday. Stay tuned. First, I will introduce you to the vocabularies and idioms that is related to today's topic. I will say them twice slowly, and of course, you can repeat after me. Besok. Besok. In English, tomorrow. Masuk kantor. Masuk kantor. In English, go to work. Cuti bersama. Cuti bersama. In English, mass leave. Pulang kampung. Pulang kampung. In English, homecoming. Tahun ini. Tahun ini. In English, this year. Orang tua. Orang tua. In English, parents. Persiapan. Persiapan. In English, preparation. Menyambut. Menyambut. In English, to welcome. Hari Raya Idul Fitri. Hari Raya Idul Fitri. In English, Idul Fitri holiday. Kue-kue. Kue-kue. In English, cookies. Minuman. Minuman. In English, beverages. Membeli. Membeli. In English, to buy. Baju baru. Baju baru. In English, new clothes. Senang sekali. Senang sekali. In English, very happy. Bersama-sama. Bersama-sama. In English, together. Keluarga. Keluarga. In English, family. Satu bulan. In English, 1 month. Berpuasa. In English, 2 fast. Tunggu. In English, 2 wait. Umat Islam. In English, Muslim people. Next, here is a conversation between Rose, or A, and Erna, or B, at the office. I will say them again 2 times slowly, and you can follow after me. A. Apakah besok kamu masih masuk kantor? Apakah besok kamu masih masuk kantor? In English, are you still going to work tomorrow? B. Ya, tentu saja. Ya, tentu saja. In English, yes, of course. Mengapa? In English, why? A. Bukankah besok sudah mulai cuti bersama? In English, mess leave begins tomorrow, doesn't it? Apakah kamu tidak pulang kampung? In English, will you go homecoming? B. Tahun ini, saya tidak pulang kampung. In English, I don't go homecoming this year. Orang tua saya datang ke sini. In English, my parents will visit me. A. Apa persiapan kamu menyambut Hari Raya Idul Fitri? In English, how is your preparation to welcome the Idul Fitri holiday? B. Saya sudah mempersiapkan kue-kue dan minuman. In English, I have prepared cookies and beverages. A. Apakah kamu sudah membeli baju baru? In English, have you bought new clothes? B. Ya, saya sudah membeli baju baru untuk saya dan orang tua saya. In English, yes, I have bought new clothes for me and my parents. A. Pasti kamu senang sekali bisa merayakan Hari Raya bersama dengan keluarga. Pasti kamu senang sekali bisa merayakan Hari Raya bersama dengan keluarga. In English, you must be very happy to celebrate the holiday together with your family. B. Tentu saja. In English, certainly. Setelah satu bulan berpuasa. In English, after fasting for 1 month. Idul Fitri adalah saat yang ditunggu oleh semua umat Muslim. Idul Fitri adalah saat yang ditunggu oleh semua umat Islam. In English, Idul Fitri is an anticipated moment for all Muslim people. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about welcoming Idul Fitri holiday. Hopefully, it will help you to know more about Indonesian language. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me on Music Corner. Today we will present you to Keroncong songs by Bram Aceh. Well listener, to initiate today's Music Corner, let's listen to a Keroncong song entitled Di Bawah Sinar Bulan Purnama by Bram Aceh.
Thank you. The song Di Bawah Sinar Bulan Purnama sung by Pram Aceh. The song tells us about how beautiful of the night when the full moon shines. The beauty can even remove the feeling of sadness or misery. The song Di Bawah Sinar Bulan Purnama was composed by Ermaladi, former Minister of Information and State Minister of Youth and Sport in the 60s era. Listener, Pram Aceh was born in Banda Aceh on March 4, 1913, with the real name of Abraham Titali. He is known as the father of Indonesian Kroncong. Since he was born and grew up there, Pram was eventually known as Pram Aceh. Well, listener, now let's listen to another Kroncong song by Pram Aceh entitled Kroncong Moresko. Happy listening. Thank you. The song Kroncong Moresko by Bram Aceh. Bram Aceh's career in Indonesian kroncong music began when he moved to Jakarta in 1930s. At that time, Bram became a kroncong singer at Pasar Gambir, a night market originally called Koninggedak or the Queen's Day, which was held to honor and celebrate the coronation of the Dutch Queen Wilhelmina. In 1934, Bram managed to make his first final record. In 1955, Bram Aceh won the Kroncong Jakarta Raya contest. Then Bram Aceh often appeared in various Kroncong performances in tourism attractions and some big hotels in Jakarta. Besides Indonesia, Bram Aceh also had time to sing in Tong Tong Night Market, Den Haag, Netherlands, in 1981 and 1982. Then on May the 8th, 2001, Bram Aceh passed away in Jakarta due to the age factor. However, his talent and singing habits are revealed to his grandchildren, who follow his footsteps in the music world, such as Harvey Malaiholo, Irma June, and Glenn Fredly. Listener, that was a glimpse about Bram Aceh. To conclude today's music corner, we will present you the last two Kroncong songs by Bram Aceh, entitled Shun Fair Van Jo and Bunga Anggrek. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.